The celebrity chef Donal Skehan has been issued with a compliance notice by the consumer watchdog the CCPC over his failure to properly label a post on his Instagram account as a paid promotion. He's among several high-profile figures who have been warned to be clear with their online followers when they're selling something. Separately, the Advertising Standards Authority has signed a data-sharing agreement with the CCPC to strengthen oversight of influencer and social media advertising. For more, we're joined by the Deputy Chief Executive of the Advertising Standards Authority, Michael Lee. Michael, thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Will you tell us about this agreement? How will it work?
Just to give you some context, Rachel, for a start, it's always really important to us that consumers are aware when they're being advertised to. So the concept of advertising content being recognisable has been there for many years for ourselves. We have a shared interest in consumer protection with the CCPC that you've mentioned. So we collaborated with themselves on looking at a more uniform way of influencers disclosing when they're posting commercial content up on social media. So we found that when we introduced new guidance with CCPC, that despite making kind of information more available on how to do it correctly, having information sessions, we're still seeing trends coming through of material being posted which is not in compliance with the guidelines. So alongside ourselves continuing to take action individually with influencers as appropriate, continue to inform and educate them, we'll now be working alongside CCPC to collaborate further on sharing the data that we have gathered from members of the public where they've raised concerns on influencer marketing content. We'll have names of influencers that we can share with CCPC and the influencers' handles. And we'll work through criteria as to what can be shared. And then CCPC will make their own decisions about what action they may or may not take to enhance the levels of enforcement by influencers overall.
And is the hope then that this will make it easier for the consumer watchdog to identify repeat offenders?
Yeah, absolutely. Repeat offenders is really what jointly ourselves and CCPC are interested in. But certainly the rules are really clear in terms of how to disclose, you know, disclosing hashtag ad, make it very clear at the start of a block of text, making sure that the colour and the font are very clear. So those guidelines are very clear. But we really need to reinforce what good behaviour looks like. And we've seen there's lots of good behaviour, but there are still areas coming through where consumers are not being informed sufficiently that what they're reading is actually advertising content.
At this stage, is there any excuse for any influencer not knowing that they have to put up the hashtag ad if what they're doing is advertising a product or a service?
We believe that there isn't. We've had these rules around since a minimum of 2016 when social media really started taking off in relation to ad content. CCPC have taken their own initiatives. And certainly over the last 2 years, we've been exceptionally strong in ramping up the notification of that. So it's really that there's huge knowledge out there. And it seems to be a matter of choice whether influencers wish to disclose or not. But we're looking to really enhance those levels, give that confidence to consumers and to brands, and to make sure that consumers know when they see an ad that it is an ad.
Michael Lee of the Advertising Standards Authority, thanks for talking to us.